In the series of interviews with those aspiring for a seat on the council table in Nelson, the turn has now come to Kate Tate. Ms. Tate, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I moved to Nelson almost 15 years ago. I love it here. I love the environment. I love the mountains. I love the lake. I love the Four Seasons. And I was really drawn to the beautiful services that we have here. We've got the skating rinks and the parks. The Civic Theater, the museum, the Capitol Theater, everything about Nelson was a good fit for me. I was like, this is an incredibly livable city, and I want to raise my family here. This is my first time running for public office. It's nerve-wracking, actually, but I think I've built the appropriate skill set. I had considered it 4 years ago, and I considered it even more seriously at the by-election. And now is a good time for me. I've been working at Selkirk College for a number of years, and I've been lucky enough to have a couple of leadership roles there where I've dabbled in policy reading and writing and sitting at the governance table, implementing new legislation, and those like core competencies of a clear thinking leader. And so I think I've built some good skills to get involved in municipal politics.
What issues do you see as most pressing now and perhaps in the future?
Well, I've been knocking on doors, and I would say it's probably unusual to have people of so many stripes really interested in the waste management strategy. Right now, the garbage pickup is a hot topic, and I think there's some complexity there, but there's an opportunity to re-examine, because a lot of people are talking about it and a lot of people want more information. How much does it cost? What are the implications of having more garbage pickup? What other things can we do that are long-term thinking, like the organic waste diversion program that's currently in research, which is that countertop composter? So there's going to be a multi-pronged approach to try to shift away from the problems that we're seeing with the bears being attracted to Nelson. I'm really happy that the Nelson Next Plan got adapted and adopted by the city. I think that's an awesome way for the 7 councillors and mayor to be able to look at the different issues that come to the council table and have this climate action lens to look through and say, okay, you know, we need to think critically about what we're doing. We need to ask the right questions, and having climate action as one of the things that we're considering every time we make a decision, it's great for everybody. It's great for our kids, and it's great for the resilience of our community.
So what makes you a strong candidate for council? Why should people entrust you with their vote for public office?
Well, I've been living and raising my kids here, working here for almost 15 years, and I'm really invested in this community. I volunteer, I have participated on boards and committees and teams, and I'm the kind of person who wants to bring people together. I really care about collaboration and listening, and I think I'm the right kind of person to have on City Council.
We are on the phone with Rick Lochtenberg, current councillor and also running for the position again. Councillor Lochtenberg, tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you been doing in your life politically, professionally, and personally?
Well, I've lived half my life in Nelson. I met my wife here. My daughter was born here. And I've been recreating and enjoying the city immensely for the last 25 years or so. And in that time, I've been, mostly working previously in the tech sector. I'm a software entrepreneur and developer. And then in the last maybe 10 to 12 years, been more heavily in social environmental issues. So I obviously ran and was elected to city council, and then on city council had been involved in a number of committees. Transit and the West Kootenay Transit Commission has been a focus of mine. And then beyond that, rallying councillors and mayors across the country to focus more on climate action. And that includes bringing more funding into the city of Nelson from the provincial and federal government to help us, adapt to a changing climate. So work on wildfires, on acquiring a secondary water source, and then also reducing our own emissions as well.
And what issues do you see becoming relevant for City Council and for you now and perhaps in the future?
Well, you know, there's always the core issue of maintaining, you know, strong services and a strong financial position. So we've invested heavily in reserves for our water and sewage and at Nelson Hydro. So that's always going to be there, making sure that the city is strong financially and in terms of its resilience for in the face of a changing climate and a changing economy. So with that being said, you know, we've created and passed Nelson Next, which is a visionary plan for the future. And in that plan, we have everything from investing more in active transportation, improving how we build in the city so that the homes in our buildings are more efficient and also provide and lead to a better quality of life for everybody. So, you know, pursuing that opportunity, as much as climate change is going to present a lot of challenges, it also presents a lot of opportunities. So pursuing those opportunities vigorously, and, you know, time's short, so we're going to work really hard on it.
Why should people vote for you? What makes you a strong candidate for another term on council?
Well, in addition to having quite a bit of experience now as moving into a second term, I think I would continue to play a role as a bridge builder, as well as, you know, I've got, I think, a strong focus on making sure that we're maximizing our connections with the province and the federal government. A lot of the investment that we've had in Nelson over the last 4 years, you know, upwards to pushing $40 million, has come from, you know, those relationships that we've developed, but also having a visionary plan that the province and the federal government can invest in. And so I think I can continue to do that even more effectively.
Councillor Lochtenberg, that's all we need from you. Thanks so much.
Glenn Sutherland, who is running for Nelson City Council. Mr. Sutherland, tell us a bit about yourself. What have you been up to professionally, politically, personally?
Absolutely. I've been a resident of Nelson for over 25 years. I've had a business in Nelson for over 25 years. Early in the 2000s, I was the president of the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm very familiar with that organization. Just after that, I was appointed by the province of BC to provide oversight. I was a member of a committee in the early 2000s that was responsible for successfully passing a referendum in Nelson that awarded a renovation and a new build to the NDCC, Nelson District Community Complex. It relocated City Hall to the White Building, and it moved Touchstones to where it currently is today. So there was a small group of us got together, and we motivated the community and successfully passed a referendum back at that point in time. I was on the board for Interior Health Authority for 9 years, and I'm proud to have been on that board. We did a lot of really forward-thinking things and provided significant investment in communities that just made them a whole lot better. That's a little bit about me.
What issues do you see as very relevant to Nelson now and perhaps in the next few years to come?
There are definitely some topical issues right now. The couple that come to top of mind are the bear issue that we've recently had to deal with, and I think the city has to go back and really put a lens on how they manage and mitigate risk. And it's not only for bears, it's also for the other interactions with wildlife, whether it be skunks or rats or raccoons. We really have to, as a city, look at the policies and procedures and funding in place, fruit mitigation strategies. There's a whole series of things they have to get back and look at. The other one that's top of mind that we've had is with the wildfires and wildfire mitigation and wildfire management. Now, I know the city looks at this intensely, as do other provincial groups, but I think we really need some movement. We need some focus and attention on the wildfire mitigation strategies. And we really need to get serious about it. We've had some close encounters this year.
I want to give you about 25, 30 seconds to state your case as for why the voters should entrust you with their vote. What makes you a strong candidate for city council?
You know, I've been here 25 years. I think I understand the community. I'm extremely well connected within the community, the business community especially, as well as provincially and nationally. I think that brings a lot of expertise and a lot of thoughtfulness to some of the things that I do. And I hope that people see that within myself and my transparency, my openness, where they can come and talk with me about any issue. And I hope they put a check mark by my name on October 15th.
And with that, we'd say thank you to Glenn Sutherland, Nelson City Council candidate.